What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. Today, we're bringing you guys our Iron Bowl prediction between the Crimson Tide of Alabama and the Tigers of Auburn. But before we get started, help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. Make sure you go ahead and click the thumbs up, like this video as well. Check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, website, Patreon page, and our College Football Roundup channel. We appreciate all of you guys that help us out over there on all that stuff, and check all that out. Let's go ahead and jump into today's video. So the Crimson Tide and the Tigers match up this Saturday. That'll be the 3:30 game on CBS. Alabama comes into this one favored by 13 points. You look at Alabama this season, they're 10-1, 7-0. Look at Auburn, they come in 6-5, 3-4 in the SEC. Look at how these two teams got here. For Alabama, started off the year with Middle Tennessee State, won that one 56-7, then lost to Texas at home 34-24. Beat South Florida in an ugly one on the road, only 17-3. They were tied 3-3 at the half in that one. And people thought with Ole Miss up next week, who was ranked number 15 in the country at the time, they thought Alabama's season could go terrible after what happened in that game. But a nice bounce back victory against Ole Miss at home. They won that one 24-10. Then they beat Mississippi State on the road 40-17, beat A&M on the road 26-20, escaped at home against Arkansas 24-21. Came back against Tennessee. They were down 20-7 at the half. Come back to win it 34-20. Beat LSU 42-28. That game was tied 28-28 when Jaden Daniels got knocked out of that one, and the Tigers had no more offense left in them. Went on the road to Kentucky, won 49-21, and beat Chattanooga 66-10. They get Auburn this week on the road, and then they will match up against Georgia in the SEC Championship. Then you look at Auburn and how they got here to this game at the end of the season. And Hugh Freeze's first season, they made a bowl game, so that is good for them. They have already improved from what they were the last 2 years under Brian Harsin. But week one against UMass, 59-14 victory for them. At Cal the next week, won that one 14-10. Beat Samford at home 45-13. Went on the road to A&M, lost that one 27-10. Lost to Georgia 27-20 at home. Lost to LSU on the road 48-18. Lost to Ole Miss at home 28-21. Then a little bit back to the easier side of things. Beat Mississippi State 27-13. Went on the road to Vanderbilt 131-15. On the road to Arkansas, won 48-10. But then last week, things kind of fell through for them, and they lose to New Mexico State 31-10 at home. 31-10. But maybe they were just looking ahead to Alabama. That's what I think was more of the issue, is that they were just looking ahead in this one rather than they were. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But look at the series history here for the Iron Bowl. Alabama leads the all-time series 49-37-1. Alabama has won three straight. Nick Saban is 11-5 in the Iron Bowl. And you look at the last time this game was in Jordan-Hare. Back in 2021. Yeah, that's right. Bryce Young led them on. He led Alabama on a 90-something yard. I believe it was like a 92-yard touchdown drive. A lot of third downs, even a fourth down on that drive. Throws a touchdown pass. It goes into, I believe, triple overtime before Alabama wins it. And Auburn was a terrible team then. Alabama was better than they were. Back then, Alabama was better. That 2021 Bama team is better than this team is, and that Auburn team was a lot worse than this Auburn team is. So, you know, I think that Auburn definitely has a real chance in this one to win this game, especially with it being a rivalry game. Anything's possible. I think Auburn has a real shot at winning this one. So on to my biggest three factors. Number one is the Auburn pass game. They're going to need to get a pass game going. It took them until like week seven before they even had a 100-yard passer before Peyton Thorne even threw for 100 yards passing in a game. And against this Alabama defense, that's going to be a tough task, but it's something that Auburn's going to have to do. They're going to have to establish a pass game, and they're going to have to connect on some, because they're not just going to be able to run the ball and beat Alabama. Number two factor for me is the Alabama run game. Alabama's got to establish a run game. They can't be one-dimensional against this team. They got to help Milroe out. They haven't been the best team through the air. They're not like they certainly not like they were whenever they had, you know, Mechie and all those guys, and Williams and Bryce Young at quarterback. They're far from that kind of passing game. So they got to establish a run game. I feel like that's the best part of their offense. Got to get that rolling so that way you can not be one-dimensional and stay out of some trouble there with that one, because that is one spot that Auburn could really take over, is if they're able to stuff the Alabama run game and make them one-dimensional, because then, yeah, the Auburn's offense might have some trouble, but so is Alabama's offense, and then it could really come into a tough battle. But number three is the Alabama defense just in general. The Alabama defense, the offense, there's no telling what's going to happen with the offense. So for the defense, they just got to show up. They got to be smart. They got to make sure they tackle. You can't let Auburn get broken tackles. That is one of the few things that they've done really good all season long offensively, is they have broken a good amount of tackles. So, the Alabama defense is going to have to just sure up on the tackling, be smart, be disciplined, and just really dominate this game. Take away the run game from Auburn. Make them throw the football. Don't allow them to just run against you. You got to make them throw it. Kind of, they all these factors kind of work together, especially 1 and 3. Don't let them just hand the ball off and run it 50 times in this game. Make Peyton Thorne throw the ball and beat you through the air, and make him throw it, 5-plus yards down the field. Don't let them just throw screen passes the whole time, or little slants, and end up killing you that way through the air either. So Alabama defense, just be smart, play discipline, play your game. You should be fine defensively. But that leads us into the score prediction and what I think this Alabama defense is going to be able to do. So I kind of went back and forth on this one, what I thought the score was going to be. Not if I thought Auburn would win, but just how close of a game I thought it would be. Bama comes in favored by 13 points, and I think that they win this one 41-27. I think they just get the cover at 14 points. I think that the line is just about right in this one. I just think that Bama has been a good team at just finding ways to win games. Other than the Texas game that they haven't lost, they found a way to survive Arkansas. They found a way to survive A&M. It hasn't always been the prettiest, but they've won games. And I just think with Auburn, I really wonder how much of that last week was them looking ahead and just how bad they are. But they also played Georgia very close and probably should have won the game. Ended up losing just 27-20. Probably, like I said, should have won that one. But, they came up a little bit short. But I just trust Nick Saban and this Alabama team a lot more than I trust this Auburn team. I think that they're able to pull it out and get the win. And I have them winning 41-27. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those scores down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. Appreciate all of you guys watching today, and we'll see you next time.